producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Version of America tonight. It's a short week as we have turkeys that will soon appear in our next show. I am certain we will round them up and talk about the biggest turkeys across the board in our lifetime. Well, this year anyway. And you may be listening to me on the road somewhere. You might be headed to grandma's house. You might be one of those people that's going to jump on a plane at the last second. We call it the dead zone on Wednesday. Wednesday is heavy travel day. And even if you're hunkering down at home, you are busily preparing for Turkey Day, perhaps pre-cooking what you need to pre-cook. Some people I know do that with even mashed potatoes, stuffing. Don't want to put it in the bird anymore. I explained the other night how I like the traditional way of doing things. I can't help it. I know there's easier ways, better ways, whatever. I keep hearing from my brother a million times about frying a turkey. And I just keep imagining that that oil is going to smash back on somebody who's klutzy in my life. But whatever you're doing, it is a great minute, a great moment to pause and give thanks that we live still, despite differences and annoying and horrific and some scary things that have happened, things we don't agree with in this country. It is a great time to give thanks that we live in a country like the United States and remember what this country was founded on. It was all about getting away from the tyranny. It was about freedom. It was about choice. The pursuit of happiness. Are you pursuing happiness? Such an elusive thing. Coming up this hour, mailbag, do some fun with numbers. And you can certainly weigh in on a plethora of things that I'm going to mention here right at the top, including, I wonder, how many of you, now this is on the heels of Paris, so I think there is kind of a heightened alert among people who are traveling, but officially the State Department is warning all of us, any of us who are traveling, about the likelihood of terror attacks, because millions of people will be traveling, like I said, especially on Wednesday and even Thursday you have travelers. Some people are already at their destination, taking a week off. Maybe some of the regular third shifters are doing that. It's a good time to do that. But because of what happened in Paris, and because of the threats, including threats to the United States, and the massive manhunt for the mastermind, supposedly, of the attacks in Paris, there is a lot of fear, not just in Europe, but I think in the United States. So I wonder, when the State Department posts a warning on its website, does it have any effect on you whatsoever? Do you hear these words that I'm saying and say, oh boy, maybe, should we even think of taking a trip right now? Does it give you any pause whatsoever? And I'm going to say, it doesn't give most people pause. I went to the website, and what the State Department says is current information suggests that ISIL, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and other terror groups continue to plan terrorist attacks in multiple regions. You would be reading this if you went to the State Department's website. These attacks may employ a wide variety of tactics using conventional and non-conventional weapons and targeting both official and private interests. The travel alert expires on February 24th, 2016. I don't know, a random date in the future. Oh, got to get through the holidays, then we're going to slap that down there. They believe the likelihood of terror attacks, and this is on the website, will continue as members of ISIL and other groups return from Syria and Iraq. Additionally, there is a continuing threat from unaffiliated persons planning attacks inspired by major terror organizations but conducted on an individual basis. Now, here's the deal. Basically, they're telling us we want to cover our butts, so we're going to throw everything in there that we possibly can think of. Hey, so watch out for every single terror group you've ever read that you don't understand coming out of the Middle East. And oh, by the way, the nuts who are lone wolf terrorists who get excited about the garbage that happened, the horrible things that happened in Paris, man, they just might decide they're going to do it for themselves in the United States. So, oh, and look out for conventional and non-conventional attacks. I mean, in a way, it's not a laughing matter, but it's laughable to read the information, because what does that mean for anybody who's traveling? What does that mean? You know, the one sensible thing on the site is stay in touch with your family so they know how to reach you in the event of emergency. Well, that makes sense. Be prepared for additional screening and unexpected disruptions. Well, that makes sense. But the rest of it is basically telling you you should be scared to death to travel, but we want to make sure you know that, and we're not sure. Could be a bomb, could be an explosion, could be anything, really. So kind of be on the lookout for that. There is no way to be on the lookout for that. In fact, when I was traveling last week, I noticed that it was very strange. There was somebody put a bag down. It was a very crowded Phoenix airport going through security, where they had just one lane open, which was crazy, and there was all these people going through, hurriedly trying to get through, and there was just this random bag, and I thought, whoa, you know what they say, bags, left bag, unattended. I mean, it was completely unattended. And what do? They put it through the machines. I'm witnessing this. Yeah, even the guy behind me said, whew, grab those shoes and go put them on over on that bench, because he noticed it too. And I thought, you know what? If this is something's going to happen here, that bench over there is not going to make much difference. But I thought it was interesting, for all the emphasis that's put on shaking us down, that here you had this bag and boom, they just put it through. So that being said, happy holidays. And, you know, you do the best you can. If you read everything that they put out and you think of all the years of terror alerts, and the colors, remember, orange. You remember what they were, orange and yellow, and what was the most significant alert. I say this all the time. I'm going to say it again. There is no 100% way to guarantee safety, is there? Because if that person was in charge of Homeland Security, they would be a genius if they could tell us, don't worry, we have every possible scenario covered. The best you hope for is that you've got people who are alert and who are monitoring at airports, at open spaces, people who are paying attention. But you get lulled into a false sense of security, don't you? Because we haven't had that happen since 9/11. Possible attacks, bubble ups, blips on the screen, but shut down almost immediately, thank goodness. Coming up next, we hit the mailbag. Stay with us.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Tonight, as always, impressive, all of you listening to this show. Thank you, thank you, thank you, as we get to the tail end of the year and Thanksgiving. I have a lot to be thankful for, and it's all of you for supporting this little show that could and sending so many thoughts and so many, I think, really, honestly, some great ideas on some big problems that we're facing here in the United States and even beyond our borders as well. So on that note, let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Paul, who says, Kate, I can't believe what's happening with Donald Trump. It's unbelievable how he keeps appearing up in the polls. You know, I don't dislike Donald Trump. It's just such a phenomenon to me that this brash billionaire, who really is a reality television star and knows how to use the media for, at least in the past, for enhancing his brand, has transcended that. I think it's a good lesson on the business side for anybody who's paying attention to what Donald Trump has done. It doesn't matter who you are. If you have the chutzpah, you may be able to pull it off, if you know what I mean. Do you think he will be elected president? Wow. Well, if I knew that, Paul, if I could look into a crystal ball and predict the outcomes of games and presidential elections, I don't know that you'd be hearing me on this radio station right now. So I think, you know, I think it's interesting because he has changed the election. He's forced people to pay attention to certain issues no matter what anyone says. If they don't like Donald Trump, if they're left of left, if they're confused, hate it, what, it doesn't matter. I could throw any label out. The bottom line is he has had an impact on what's being said out there. And in some ways, I think that's really good because you pull back the cover, whether it's crass or not crass or blunt, and now other politicians are being forced to have to address things in a certain way. Now, a politician's politician would say, well, that's nonsense, and he's not schooled in it, he hasn't earned that right, and that's the problem, we shouldn't be in this situation. But I think it's good, because I feel the frustration between confusion over health care, what's happening at the border, where are we headed when it comes to terror, frankly? Are we looking over our shoulders? We saw what happened in Paris. We see other threats, and then we hear about them, that there's, oh, yeah, there's 900 ISIS possibilities in the United States. That's frightening. So who's watching? Who's out there protecting our rights but protecting Americans? And, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are other issues that go much deeper even than just scratching the surface here and how I'm responding to this. So the answer is he's a contender. Does he beat Hillary Clinton? Especially if he's independent, no. The Republicans, I think, would be really cautious about what happens there with Donald Trump, since he said if he has to do it, and if he has to, you know, run as an independent, he will, because he's getting the polling numbers. All right, let's flip to this one. This is from Keith, and Keith says, Kate, I heard you mention just the other day what happened in New Orleans with that shooting. It's a crying shame. You got to think that those people were showing up excited to be part of this music video, and then you have two rival gangs or whoever they were that decide that they're going to open up and fire, and you have innocent people caught in between. It just never ends, does it, for those poor people in the Ninth Ward. I heard you mention that you had taken a tour down there and really got a sense of what happened after Katrina. And I grew up outside of New Orleans, and it's a beautiful, wonderful city with a mosaic of different kinds of people. And it's so sad when things like this happen. Well, absolutely. So, you know, were there any kids there? You're thinking music video, how exciting. You go out, it's early, it's not some late night thing. And then that happens, and you're caught in the crossfire. 16 people were injured. The lucky thing is, thank goodness, nobody was killed, but there were several hundred people that were on this playground. It was an impromptu music video filming. It was later on Sunday, and then these groups just started firing at each other. Both groups apparently just fled right away after the shooting, and you had cops that were already en route to that playground to break up that gathering. So it was kind of one of those impromptu deals. It wasn't like a known thing. It wasn't like, we're filming this great big video. And luckily, like I mentioned, you didn't have kids that were killed, and you didn't have people that were killed because they happened to be out there for this. But, you know, there's probably more to the story, as I'm guaranteeing you, and we just don't know all the sort of details of it. But I guarantee there's more to this music video. Kind of reminds me of that show Empire that's very popular now on Fox. And, you know, where you've got all these different groups that are rival factions and things that are involved in it in the music industry. But, wow, brutal. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Candy, who says, Kate, I have to tell you, this is one of the more intriguing political seasons that I have ever seen in my life. Who knows who's on first? Who knows what's going to happen? I really mean that. I don't know that we have any clear-cut winners in this whole thing, meaning is there anyone we could pick out that and say, honestly, this is definitely who is going to be elected president? But did we believe that with Barack Obama? I would say no. I know that there were people that believed he could do it in 2008, but I don't think it was a definite. So perhaps that's what we're seeing even more of here. Yeah. That's it. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. Every day can change. Something else could topple somebody, or something else could elevate somebody. That's why it's very hard to predict the outcome of this election. Like I said, I mean, I'm not Madam Cleo, so, and neither are any of you, I don't think. We see things leaning in certain directions. But, you know, again, if I went back and I looked at elections and I studied and I really went into the minutiae of, who did we think was electable? What were the polls saying? What were people saying? What were the op-ed pieces saying? Even in the very beginning, I guarantee I could probably pluck out at least 10 different elections, probably more than that, where the way it was slanted or how it was looking in, like I said, op-ed pieces on radio shows, once there was radio and television and conversations, it didn't turn out the way a lot of people thought. So, you know, that's the thing about free elections. We can kick the election process all we want, and there's things I would tweak in it. I'm not a fan of the Electoral College anymore. I get why we had the Electoral College, but I would say we could do away with that. And I like the whole idea, just popular vote. Give me the popular vote. And I think it would all shake out. And this is why, to me, I think it's such a right to vote, and I think it's such a privilege to vote, and I am so glad that I live in the United States. And no matter what we think about the process and how frustrated we get, and the person we want to run doesn't run, and they get knocked out or whatever, at least we have democratic elections, and they're as free can be, and perhaps they get better as we move along. If more people stand up and demand some change, we get some change. If people sink back down and go into their proverbial bunkers, I'll call them bunkers, their virtual bunkers, and you don't raise your hand, you don't complain, you don't say something about it, you don't get your pop your head out of a hole and go and vote, then nothing happens, because there really is power to the people. I believe that wholeheartedly. When you have numbers of people that rally around a cause, an issue, whatever it is, you'll see that's the way to affect change. No question about it. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Christopher. And Christopher says, hello, Kate Delaney. I was wondering, what do you think is the best way, this is on the lighter side, to cook a turkey? Wow. As I am not Julia Childs, I will give you my best assessment of the situation of the turkeys. I like the old-fashioned way, and maybe because it reminds me of my mother, who I lost just a couple of years ago, and she was Thanksgiving, because she was just that great mom, man. Everybody wanted to be around her, and she was a great cook, you know. So her way of cooking was just was the oven. You know, you had kosher salt, and you salted the outside of the turkey, make it as moist as possible. And you still weren't afraid that you were going to die and you were going to taint the turkey. So you just made sure you made sure that you had an oven thermometer. And you also did the thing where you stuffed the bird. You just did it carefully. And I like that old-fashioned kind of stuffing that she made. We didn't have cranberries and all kinds of other things in it. And I know people like it that way. So I like the really traditional way of Thanksgiving. The mashed potatoes, you know, the vegetables, the other things you put on the table. We used to, one of my favorite things that we had, now I'm going off on a tangent, was creamed onions. I love me some creamed onions and stuffing. I think there is absolutely nothing better than that. If you haven't ever had creamed onions, send me a note at americatonight.net and I will send you the recipe. They are so good, those little pearly white onions. And if you hate onions, of course you won't like it. But if you are a fan of onions, you will love it. And it tastes great on, this is kind of the turkey gets into it a little bit and you have your gravy. So now I am waxing nostalgic about traditional Thanksgiving. So I like it that way. I know a lot of people like to fry turkeys and do other things. To me, I just like it in the oven. All right, that's it for another edition of The Mailbag.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Chauffeur on a midnight drive. It takes a miracle just to survive. Billy animals will call your name. You keep on sleeping through the pouring rain. I think we're going crazy.
This show. Thanks to the fine work of Patrick E. As he rises the level of this show that is making its way down the tracks. We try to mix in all kinds of different things. Speaking of mixing in different numbers, we have our numbers deal, meaning we can count coming up around the bend. Don't forget, on our next show, it is a short week, Thanksgiving week. But we will have Nail the Score in our final segment of the second hour of our next show. And if you don't know anything about Nail the Score, here's the deal. Could be an early Christmas present for you, as we are giving away a computer. Yes, a fabulous computer where it detaches. So you've got a keyboard or you have a pad. Tablet is the right way to say it. You have a tablet. It's awesome. I'm serious. So, you could be the winner. All you have to do is tell us who you think is going to win the game of the game we pick of the week and what the final score is going to be. And ta-da. Plus, you get bragging rights. I think it's a pretty good deal. And more people are starting to find our little show and our little game. So, you want to jump on as soon as you can, or send me an email. Email's fair game, and a lot of people send emails, that's for sure. All right, Donald Trump, unstoppable, certainly so far. We look at the polls, another poll comes out. I am the poll princess, pardon the pun. But Zogby, what do they say? Yeah, nobody's able to stop the Trumpster, so far anyway. And here we are, almost at the end of the year, so you have to figure, is it going to really turn that much in New Hampshire and Iowa? But the economy, terrorism, all of that, the ability to just say what he wants to say, I think has made a huge difference. And when you look at polls, Zogby has been there forever. And what Zogby is saying, I saw an interview on Newsmax today, and what they're saying is that it was so horrible what happened in Paris and what's been going on with the economy for so many people that he may be unstoppable as the Republican presidential nominee, because he hasn't been stopped at this point. That's John Zogby, who the poll is named after. It just keeps him on top, according to Zogby. And we're only 9 weeks away from Iowa. Think about the two issues that are forefront on everyone's mind. Economy. The enrollment period right now for the Affordable Care Act, crippling some people, making them really wonder about their choices. That all favors Donald Trump. The question is, if Trump gets the nomination, does he beat Hillary Clinton? Because it really looks like Hillary Clinton will be the Democratic nominee. I mean, can't say that for sure, 100%, but it's definitely more than 80%. Definitely. So you think immigration, you think economic problems, you think security, and those all are pinned back on what Donald Trump would bring. So it's really probably three people. Carson is starting to fall back. Trump, Rubio, Cruz. Does it feel that way to you? You can throw in your 2 cents. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Just like I said, with our little football game, nail the score, you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net. But everywhere you look, Trump has the edge. And especially with the concerns at this point. And how about this? You know, we talk about ISIS, and other terror groups. And the Russians exaggerating how many tankers they took out, trying to take out the oil supply. I mean, it has to be 1,000. We took 1,000 out. The Americans from the air took 112. We took 1,000 out. It's like that deal about the passing around the story, and then by the end, the last person who has the story, it's so far exaggerated. I would say that's what that is. So how about this story about the analysts at CENTCOM who were told to hold back news or reports showing the true strength of ISIS? They keep calling it, or what does the president say? A JV squad, that, you know, ISIS is getting beaten. But instead, they seem to gain more territory for the caliphate that they want in Iraq and Syria. The Pentagon Inspector General has these emails that show that. There have been a lot of complaints about what's really happening. And this idea that ISIS has been weakened more than it actually has been has people like General Michael Flynn, director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, saying that accurate reporting was coming from all areas of the intelligence system into the White House. And then he says, so to say that I'm surprised the rise of this threat is really its gross understatement as to what reality is. I think this issue of not meeting a narrative out of the White House, which meant don't talk about radical Islam, don't talk about this as being a form of radicalization of the Islamic religion. It's a cancer inside the Islamic religion, and the White House and the president have not wanted to say that. Ooh, that's General Flynn. He was the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency from 2012 to 2014. It sure seems that way. It sure feels that way. I mean, at this point, why not really show some transparency? Because we can take it. I'd rather know what's coming at me than not know and feel like I was being misled. Nothing worse than being blindsided. So if it's horrific and scary, we still need to know in some form. To make choices, and that's the thing. It's just like people who are traveling. If people who are traveling knew what some of the really brutal threats were, maybe they wouldn't travel, and that's their prerogative. I think you have to inform people at this point. Not hide from truly what's going on. I mean, Paris illustrated that. Here's what can happen. Here's what happens when someone has a false passport, when they've been scouting locations to kill people. Now they follow through on that, and you have no clue. Nobody wants that. Nobody living in New York, nobody living in Chicago, nobody living in L.A., for that matter, anywhere else, because you could pick another soft target where a lot of people gather, any football game, college, Saturday, wherever. It's not fear-mongering either, by the way, what I'm doing, because that's not my bag. I just think it's laughable that we are getting misinformation, then it's corrected, and then if something else leaks out, it's just a game. I mean, we really are a pawn in this chess game. I say give it to us all at once. Let us know what we're facing. Let us know what some scary things that happened that were stopped. In fact, let us celebrate the agencies who are getting the job done. I get that not everything can be revealed, but certainly more can be known than what the little bits that we know that are misleading. This goes back to informed decisions. Let people make their own decision as to where they're going to travel, where they're going to go. Instead of spoon-feeding us falsities. Ugh. I hate when statistics and other material is made up. Even if you don't 100% nail it, when it's completely erroneous, boy, that's just wrong. And that's probably why the RNC is breaking records. They raised $8.7 million in October. That's a lot of money. Why are they breaking records? Because now people are worried. Who's going to be the president? What's going to happen? What happens in these situations with we're seeing like in Paris? Rince Priebus, the RNC chair, said with just under a year until Election Day, we're seeing some great enthusiasm. But will that enthusiasm translate into votes, translate into a changing of the guard? Most of the donations have been 200 or less. So that shows you how many people are donating since they changed the rules. Stay with us. We're talking more numbers next on America Tonight.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stopping this edition of We Can Count.
Wow!
How about this for you? Clinton is proposing a $6,000 tax break for people who are caregivers. And there are a lot of people who are caregivers, if you think of the definition of that word in this day and age. Much different, I think, than in the past. Or perhaps not completely, but a little bit. So Hillary Clinton is saying, let's give them a tax break. That's her latest proposal. She unveiled that on Sunday. She's going to discuss it at a town hall meeting in Iowa. The credit is the number I just mentioned. It would offset whatever caregiving expenses are for elderly family members. Clinton says that the number of Americans needing long-term care and support is expected to grow from about 12 million today to 27 million by 2050. And that family members often have to take time away from work, use vacation or personal time to do that care thing. So $6,000. Clinton's campaign says the cost of the plan would be $10 billion over 10 years and would be paid through other revenue increases. Ooh, the problem is when you say other revenue increases, what are, right, ladies and gentlemen? We've heard that before. What are the other increases? It would be great to have a credit. People are struggling with this. It's really tough. What do you do when you're crippled by this scenario? What about people who are caretakers? They have young children, so they have to worry about that, and they work. I've met the triple effect type of people who have to deal with that, and it's really tough. It's really tough because you're juggling or spinning so many plates, is the better way to say it, that eventually it's inevitable some plate will crash. And what is that? What's that plate going to be? What's that going to look like? Who's going to get the short end of the stick? What do you do? And it used to be when you lived in these communities, and we still have great people out there in great communities, but it used to be it just was a given. Somebody's sick, somebody has cancer, somebody's mother came into town, and boom, you stepped up to the plate and really spread it around. Different people cooked meals, different people helped with kids, and that still happens. But I wonder if we compared errors, let's say to the 50s, from the 50s, I'll just pick a number, the 50s to now, what would be the big difference? I guarantee you there'd be more sense of a community. I know it. And I've been to communities where people are really good. I just had a friend tell me that he and his wife decided, of course not when it's totally freezing, but they would do these things called Champagne Fridays. And it wasn't about booze necessarily at all. It was about neighbors just stopping by, how it used to be. Hey, how are you doing? You're walking by the stoop, you stop, you have conversations, maybe you sit down for a while, maybe you come in. And I think that's a lovely idea. Can you imagine? I have pretty good neighbors, but I don't know them that well. And how many of you listening to me know your neighbors? And there's where it would make a difference in these caregiving situations, how it used to be versus what we're seeing now. All right, as we bop along here, because it's about the numbers and talking about bigger numbers or numbers we see and, you know, whatnot, and jumping to what is could be described as really a scary scenario, more than scary, is the fact that, yes, after cleaning up Paris over the weekend and into Monday, lo and behold, what does a street sweeper find but another vest? A vest that was rigged up to explode. And what does that mean in finding that vest? Not good. 21 people were arrested in terror raids. They still haven't found the mastermind. Still haven't found it. You have two in Spain who recruited hundreds of militants for Iraq and Syria. And then you have the suicide vest found in Paris, raising the possibility that something didn't detonate. The person with the vest ran off. But imagine the amount of chaos that would have caused. A tremendous amount of chaos. Tremendous. The vest was found. So there's the story. Speaking of the story, 5.5. When I say that, what do you think? 5.5. 3.7. 7.0. You think, oh man. 7.0, here's a big one. 5.5 is nothing to sneeze at either. And that's the magnitude of an earthquake that shook up Mexico City. Some of those taller buildings, you have people who rushed into the street. No damage, no casualties. Always surprising when you get up into the higher numbers. Because certainly you could have it happen. There was a journalist who was on the 14th floor of a Mexico City office building and said, the quake felt pretty strong. It felt pretty strong to me. And then you had accountant Rosa Oliveris, who was already on the street when the quake hit, but said, we left where we were and got out of the middle of the street in case any buildings fell down. I'm just hoping to get over the fright. Whew. The earthquakes, the ground shifting can happen so swiftly that oftentimes there where you think there's more warning, there's not enough warning. And 5.5 is in that range. Then you think of aftershocks. Ooh. Then what they have to do is go and inspect the buildings and assess what kind of damage happened because of these earthquakes. Hopefully not too much. But 5.5, as I mentioned, nothing to sneeze at. It can be very serious. No big casualty reports, no reports whatsoever. So that's a good sign, a very, very good sign. They're paying attention to the signs. And that's the key. The key is paying attention to the signs, paying attention to what the people say, and sorting it out after that. I hate it when people sort things out in the middle of what could be a death-defying act of courage. The key when you're in one of those scenarios, right, like I know, and I have been in a few, but can't say I've been in the middle of everything, is to clear out. Go to the safe spot. So there's one thing you can do. Look around and look for a safe spot when you're out there motoring around and you're concerned about terror and high alerts. Speaking of that, three people were arrested, two held on a murder charge in Amanda Blackburn's case. This is one of the saddest stories. A young preacher and his wife, she was pregnant, and a home invasion robbery befell her, and there was nothing they could do. It was just awful, the sort of details from this, and it just makes you think, again, tap, tap, boy, be glad for every day that you have, even if you have to contend with idiots and worry about so much. This is a very, very sad story. So, two arrested, charged, like I said, and other offenses in connection with the killing of a pastor's pregnant wife in Indiana earlier this month. A third man could still be charged, too, as they're processing the evidence. As it is, 18-year-old Larry Taylor and Jalen Watson were booked on murder, burglary, and robbery. Oh, man, oh, man. You just got to reach out and give a virtual hug to Pastor Davey Blackburn, who lost his young pregnant wife, Amanda. Thanks to Patrick Eggdor for his fine work on the technicals as the director of this show, and to all of you for listening. Be thankful for what you have this Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.